Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The day across Israel is bright and sunny, with comfortable temperatures, providing a pleasant atmosphere in major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Perfect weather for a walk or outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Trump hails ceasefire with Iran as a step toward a golden age in the Middle East, calling it a big day for world peace and suggesting future cooperation and reconstruction efforts, reports JNS. Also, France 24 reports earlier this hour that Iran proposed a 10-point plan to end the war with the US and Israel after establishing a 2-week ceasefire. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Iran's change of course leaves core issues unresolved, with opposition leader Lapid calling the situation an unprecedented disaster. Separately, from earlier today, an attacker was killed and 2 others injured in a gunfight with police outside the closed Israeli consulate in Istanbul, reports Forward. And finally, JTA reports Jewish groups condemn Trump's threat that a whole civilization will die in Iran, emphasizing the dangerous implications of such rhetoric. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago about the Israeli Air Force striking targets in Lebanon this morning, while Hezbollah reportedly halted fire since last night. From Ynet News just now, oil prices have plunged following the Iran ceasefire, with fears of renewed tensions lingering, noting the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Visegrad 24 reported minutes ago that Trump told Sky News the ceasefire is good, but warns if it fails, the U.S. could easily return to conflict. Let's go deeper, starting with the ceasefire with Iran. JNS highlights Trump's optimism, labeling the ceasefire as a pivotal step towards peace in the Middle East. The agreement hints at potential economic collaborations and reconstruction that could stabilize the region. However, the challenge remains in addressing the long-standing tensions that have fueled the conflict. Turning to Iran's 10-point plan. According to France 24, Iran's proposal aims to solidify the ceasefire and address broader regional issues. The plan's effectiveness in bridging the gap with US and Israel is yet to be seen, as skepticism persists among analysts regarding Iran's intentions. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on domestic criticism in Israel. Lapid accuses Netanyahu of failing to secure national interests in the ceasefire talks. This criticism reflects deeper political divides in Israel as the nation grapples with the implications of the deal. Separately, the attack outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul highlights ongoing security concerns for Israeli facilities abroad. Reports from Forward indicate that heightened vigilance is necessary to protect diplomatic missions in volatile regions. Finally, Trump's controversial remarks about Iran have drawn sharp criticism from Jewish organizations. JTA notes, these groups emphasize historical lessons and the dangers of incendiary language, urging a more diplomatic approach. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom reports that following the ceasefire, oil prices have dropped sharply, and Asian markets are responding with optimism. The impact on Israeli markets might be more cautious, with analysts watching for further developments. Separately, CTEC discusses the transformation in Israeli tech, highlighting that coding is now only a small part of the development process. Priority Software's VP of R&D emphasizes the growing importance of strategic planning in the tech sector. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Afcon has secured a $24 million deal for battery-based storage systems in Israel. This move positions Afcon to capitalize on the growing demand for renewable energy solutions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.